Valentine's Day is coming up. When we celebrate what exactly? Love, yes, but what kind of love? I've always thought that we are celebrating Aphrodite's power. Aphrodite had the power to bless and to curse, both the same way, by making a person fall in love with the right person or the wrong one, at a good time or a bad one. We celebrate romantic love, a love of intensity of feeling and exuberance of flesh, as the poet would have it. I recall a scientist who studied the condition saying that one thing they knew about love was it didn't last very long. I'm not sure that's true. Dante met Beatrice at her father's house when he was 9 and she was 8 and fell deeply in love with her. By his report, they met one more time. 9 years later, on the streets of Florence, she was dressed in white and accompanied by 2 older women. She turned and spoke to him, filling him with so much joy that he went back to his rooms and dreamt of her. Literally, his dream became the core of his poem, La Vita Nuova. His love survived her death 8 years later. So I'm not convinced that romantic love cannot last. But I will accept that romantic love does not last long after setting up housekeeping together. It is not a very strong foundation for a decades-long marriage. So after romantic love comes what? We still call it love, of course, but it is different. It does not overwhelm us. It requires persistence and effort to build. I've been married for 30 years. Let me tell you about how my wife and I are going about it, while you think of how you and yours are going about it. For marriage, I made 2 additional vows. I will do what it takes to stay together. I will not be the first to leave. We say, I love you, of course. That's a lot harder than it sounds. I'm a poet. Those 3 words are trite. I found more poetic ways to express it, but Pat also needed the straightforward expression. We say, I love you, frequently, mostly straight. Sometimes we do a parody of Hollywood culture. Love you, honey. Mean it sincerely. Sometimes we say, I love you, darn it. And I love you, but right now I'm really annoyed with you. Actually, we phrase those a little bit more strongly. When we find ourselves more than fleetingly annoyed with each other, we know to sit down facing each other and talk it out. But our most important endearments do not speak of feeling. We ask, will you be married to me today? And we say, I choose you. I think that after romance is over, love is a decision that is remade every day.